Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Weekly Word. I'm so excited that you're joining me this week because we have stepped into the end of the Feast of Tabernacles. Have you been rejoicing? Have you been excited? Have you been seeing great moves of God in your life? He is accelerating your destiny, and that is the message for this upcoming week. On Monday, October 13th, we will end the 7-day feast, but there is still one more day, and that is on October 14th. That is the 8th day, or Simchat Torah, or Shemini Atzeret. So we have a few more days left. What is God doing during this time? Well, listen, you have come through a season of Teshuvah, an accounting of the soul. You have been cleansed on the Day of Atonement, which was October 2nd. And then you started the Feast of Tabernacles, rejoicing with the Lord for the new season ahead for you. Anytime God brings us into a new month, we are stepping into a time of acceleration. Yes, give me a high five, promotion and acceleration. There was a huge promotion on the calendar August 1st through the 15th, but this is also a promotion time too. Why? Because what was spoken over you and what you agreed to in August is now a time of acceleration. So get ready to step into it. This, of course, is the time where we begin to walk in the fullness of the seven blessings. You know those from Joel chapter 2, verses 23 through 32, right? They're double portion, financial abundance, restoration, miracles, God's divine presence, a blessing on your sons and daughters. And, of course, we're going to see stars in the sky. That all gets included in that one. Wonders in the sky, and then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Now, these blessings don't just come for one week. This is a catalyst or a catapult for the blessings. This is what excites me so much, is that you're going to begin to really start walking and accelerating in this new level. Remember, we go from glory to glory. We go from faith to faith. And so God is increasing your faith to believe in Him for this double portion, this financial abundance, restoration and miracles and His presence and an outpouring of His Holy Spirit upon sons and daughters, which of course is dreaming dreams and having visions. It's time to write the vision down and make it plain. And then, of course, calling on the name of the Lord for family, friends, anyone who calls shall be saved. It's a very, very special time. So yes, let's talk about that. Habakkuk chapter 2 says, write down the vision and make it plain so that a herald can run with it. And so I know you've received dreams and visions. God has stirred up an excitement on the inside of you. It has indeed been a time of rejoicing, knowing in the goodness, the greatness, and the love of God. Listen, He has written your story, and your story is His story. It's His story. And so we're stepping into this time of acceleration. And let me just tell you kind of biblically what happened this whole week. There was a lot of things that were going on. And of course, we had a lot of different stars in the sky, amazing things happening. We're going to be also having another meteor shower on October 21st, which are the Orionoid meteor shower. I will talk to you about that. And that is right before the brand new month of Heshvan, which is coming up around the right around the 21st of October is when it's going to start. So that's a key there for the meteor shower. But what's happening? All right, this acceleration. Listen, see, God is elevating you to next levels, and now you're going to start to fly. Come on, you're going to have wings like an eagle, and you're going to begin to really step in. Things are going to be easy. Okay, there's going to be an ease. Now listen, the enemy doesn't like that you spend a whole week rejoicing the Lord, so expect a little bit of pushback. But listen, pushback means that you have been promoted, you're stepped into destiny, and there's a fullness of acceleration. This always happens, okay? But you need to keep your eyes forward, and you need to keep moving ahead in all that God has spoken to you. Now would be the time, and of course, if there's any pushback from the enemy, that you would say, oh, well, you know, doubts would start to creep in, and you might go, well, I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to pursue that, or I know God gave it to me, but I don't have enough. Listen, you got to remove that from your vocabulary. You have more than enough. By faith, when God speaks to us about doing something, going somewhere, anything of that sort, it's all by faith. So you get on the faith train, you never get off it. So this last day of the Feast of Tabernacles, a very, very key time on the Hebrew calendar, what would have happened? There's something called the water libation ceremony. This is so exciting, but it's very, very historical and a part of Jewish tradition for the Feast of Tabernacles. So not only do the Jewish people celebrate the sukkahs, right? That the word dwelt among us, right? That's John 1:14. Okay, that's the messianic understanding. But the tabernacles were weak structures. And then they put royal palm branches and they put fruit branches on top so they could look out, they could see the stars in the sky. And no matter how vulnerable these three-sided structures were, that they lived in the desert as they were going to the promised land, the Lord spoke to them about the fact that he would take care of them, okay? But he was also humbling them and testing them to see what was in their heart, whether or not they would keep his commands, okay? So there is a purpose for tabernacles, because what tabernacles does is it says, no matter how weak we are, we need to be believing in what God is speaking to us, because God indeed is our source and he indeed is our provider. So see, I'm getting really excited here. So that's Deuteronomy chapter 8. And so the progression from Egypt to the promised land is one of increasing your faith, okay? Now here's another aspect to it, all right? This is this water libation ceremony. So for 7 days, there's this great celebration where water and wine and flour would be poured over the altar in the temple. Well, of course, there is no more temple in Jerusalem. Why? Because you're the temple. Because Jesus died, buried, and resurrected and made you his new house, okay? So there's no temple in Jerusalem for the sacrifice of offerings. And we talked about this in prior videos. Go back and watch some of the other videos that I did on the Day of Atonement or the Feast of Trumpets, these things. So the water libation ceremony is about 15 hours of great joy. They pour this water over the altar and everyone dances and they sing and they rejoice for an entire week. And they're rejoicing in the Messiah coming. Somebody needs to get excited here, okay? So the Jewish people are rejoicing for the Feast of Tabernacles while they sit in their sukkahs, that there will be a return of Messiah. Messiah will come, okay? But for Messianic believers or those that believe in Jesus as Messiah, for us it is he's coming again for the New Jerusalem. So let me tell you, they would pour the water for the libation ceremony from a pool called Siloam. Now, Siloam means scent. That's what it means. Okay, so the pool of scent. So this water would be captured by the springs of Gion, and the water would come down and it would come into the pool of Siloam. And then what would end up happening is that that water would then be used to pour over the altar. Well, something very amazing happened on the 7th day of the feast, which would be Monday, okay? And some say it might be the 8th day, okay? It says the last great day of the feast, okay? So that's considered to be the 7th day, but there is an 8th day, this Simchat Torah, okay? So theologically, the 7th day or the 8th day, but I believe it was the 7th day, the last great day of the feast is what it says in the word. That is the day that Jesus stood when the water was being poured over, and that was the water from the pool of Siloam. And he said that I am the living water. Anyone who drinks of me shall never go thirsty. Okay. This is John chapter 7. So what is so amazing here is that Jesus himself is saying, listen, on this last great day, you've been doing this all week long. You're ready for Messiah to come. Ooh, I'm here. I'm him. And I am the living waters. If you drink of me, you will never go thirsty. So the water ceremony, it represented a lot of things. It represented increase and multiplication and abundancy. It was like the fullness of prosperity. And here we have the prosperous one himself saying this very thing, the last great day of the feast. So when we celebrate the last great day of the feast, I want you to remember that it is Yeshua Messiah who said, come to me. Anyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Come to me and the seven blessings are going to overflow. They're going to be abundant blessings beyond measure. Now the next day, the eighth day, that's the 22nd day of Tishrei. That's going to be October 14th. That has great significance also. It's like the day of the word. It is the day. Remember, who is the word? Yeshua Messiah is the word. John chapter 1. The word came and he dwelt among us. Okay. So the eighth day is the celebration of the word of God. It's a celebration of Torah. It is a Sabbath rest. It is the day that God says, I want one more day with my people. All right. So listen, the feast is not over until the end of October 14th. All right. It is indeed one more day of rest. And listen, this is very, very important to the Lord. He loves us so much. We're coming to his Moedim, his appointed times. He just wants to be with us one more day. Listen, I want to be with him one more day myself. It is not time to start working really hard again. Grab a hold of the revelation, the wisdom, the knowledge, what God poured into you this week, and soak in it. Do not start jumping up real fast and start running again. It is indeed a time of acceleration, so things will move, but keep your soul posture of being in relationship with him and resting in his glory while you're moving forward. This is the gift that Yeshua Messiah gave us when he redeemed all things and returned us. He returned us back to the original design, which equals being seated with Christ in heavenly places. So we want to maintain that rest because it honors God, all right? This is very important. See, it doesn't honor God when you're working yourselves and your bones are bleeding, okay? It honors God when you know that he took care of everything for your sin and you follow after in obedience to do that which he's calling you to do. Now, I'm not saying don't have hard labor, okay, or hard work or be disciplined. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying have a heart posture of rest. Be at peace while you're doing what it is that you're called to do. So your destiny is about to accelerate rapidly. This is why it is the fulfillment of that promotion that you got in August. And it's one of these mini, mini jumps here until we go to December when we begin to step into it again, a new promotion time. And so I want to encourage you to take that time even on the eighth day. And let me tell you historically what happened on the eighth day 2 years ago. That was October 7th. That's when the hostages came under control of Hamas. That's when Hamas invaded Israel. And so I want to agree with you now in the mighty name of Yeshua that the hostages will be released completely here by the end of the feast and by the eighth day. See, this would mean that those 2 years now, there's a full recompense, a full restoration, which God promised. And so I am excited about that, as I know you are. Let's get those hostages out of that mess that is over there and let them begin to live the destiny that God has for their lives. Ooh, hallelujah. I feel the presence of the Lord on this message. Share this with some people because yes, indeed, it's destiny acceleration time. And the water libation ceremony, there was a miracle that was done by the pool of Siloam. Okay, this is also important to the message that I'm bringing to you today. So this water from the pool of Siloam, Siloam means sent. So in John chapter 9, there is a miracle that is done at the pool of Siloam, okay? It's not for sure that it was done during the Feast of Tabernacles. Some theologians say it was done at the Feast of Dedication, which doesn't happen until December. That's Hanukkah, okay? But what's so amazing about this miracle is it involves the pool of Siloam and it involves Messiah. So here we had Messiah during the seven-day feast standing when they were pouring the water of Siloam, which is the water of sent, okay, as in the Messiah is sent, and that celebration that week. But here we have Jesus Messiah in John chapter 9 telling a man from birth who's asking for healing. He had not been able to see, so he's blind from birth. Jesus takes some clay, puts it, spits on it, puts it on the man's eyes, and then he tells him, go to the pool of Siloam and cleanse your eyes, and there you will have sight and you will be able to see. So Jesus in John chapter 9 takes that very water, that special water, and says to the man, go to that water, go to the pool of scent. In other words, the sent one, Yeshua Messiah, is sending one to go and be cleansed in the pool of Siloam. To do what? That he might now then be seen and then be sent. So the Pharisees and the Sadducees went crazy when they found out that this man from birth who had been blind was now being healed. And this was done at the pool of scent. Now, why is this important to us? Because the water libation ceremony and the pool of scent is an exclamation point for your destiny acceleration. It indeed says that you have been sent by the sent one. So you've been sent to him, okay, to receive forgiveness and restoration and healing and to be saved. But then you've been sent from him to go forth. So this is a time of the sent, to be sent with the message of Yeshua Messiah. He was sent to us. Those of us who receive him, we are now sent ones. Come on, look to your neighbor, right, left, say, I'm a sent one. So this is why it is destiny acceleration time, is because it is indeed a time of the sent. You're being sent. He was sent to us. Those of us who receive him, we are now sent ones from the pool of Siloam, just like the blind man who received his sight. Now, come on, we come into a new revelation of sight this week. As we've been rejoicing, what are you seeing? You're seeing that with the rejoicing, you are now living like you're seated with Christ in heavenly places. That is the original design of Adam and Eve. You are seeing that you are stepping into the next levels that God has for you. Blinders have been removed, and now you are seeing that you are being sent to new places, new faces, divine appointments. I declare it and decree it over you in the name of Yeshua, that even this week you will meet people you have not met before. You will get phone calls you have not gotten before. You will have creative ideas you have not had before. You will step into brand new entrepreneurship that you have not had before. This is a time of promotion, positional increase, and acceleration. Come on, with what God spoke to you about in August that tripped you up, that got you to declare it from your mouth, is now getting ready to speed forth. But keep your attitude of rest and peace in Yeshua Messiah. See, we don't go back to toiling, because there we have doubts, there we have fears, there we have shame, there we're tired. And when we get tired, we start making decisions for ourselves, when Yeshua wants to be the fullness of our lives. So you stepped into next levels of prosperity. What is double portion? It's anything that you received from Passover till now will double itself from now, okay, this time frame, all the way around to Passover. It is indeed double portion. So the end of the Moedim is coming. What does this mean for you? It means, have you sowed your seed? Come on, I didn't say it, God said it. Come to his party and bring a gift. Deuteronomy 16, verses 16 through 18. That we are to come during the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which is Passover, the Feast of Weeks, which is Pentecost, and the Feast of Tabernacles, or Sukkot, and bring him a gift in proportion to that which we have received. Listen, you want to go to next levels? How do we go to next levels? We go to next levels by knowing that in Deuteronomy 8:18, it says the power of our own hands. It says the Lord took us through this process of living in Sukkahs and recognizing our weakness, so that we would not say, the power of our own hands has gotten us this wealth. And how do we keep that attitude? We first fruit the Lord. We zakar the Lord. That means first fruit. We bring him a first fruit. So it is time to bring him the first during his Moedim. We don't do it to gain. We do it because he deserves it. Da-da-da, I'll drop the mic. We are to honor our King. It is a time to honor him. The other thing about the Feast of Tabernacles, I've told you, it is the wedding supper of the Lamb. That when Yeshua Messiah comes back, we will all gather together in Jerusalem. All the nations will stand together and we will celebrate the wedding supper of the Lamb. Okay? And listen, he is not coming back for a bride in diapers. He is coming back for a bride that knows how to sit at the table with him, knows how to use her forks, knows what glasses for what, and she knows how to honor her King. And that would mean bringing him a gift. Come on, just like Esther brought the king gifts. So what do we need to do? What does this mean? This means we need to be seeking him. Come on, you need to be seeking him right now for what is it that he wants you in faith to bless him with. Come on, everything I talk about on my YouTubes or all the teaching I do is faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. So God is saying, listen, let's go to next levels of faith with me. As you've come through the Feast of Tabernacles, accelerate by faith. He said, and listen, faith doesn't have to hurt. Faith can be a joyful and great experience. Why? Because you believe in his goodness and his love for you, right? And faith isn't a moment, it's a realm. Faith is a realm that we live in every day. Every day I live by faith. Every day I hear his voice and I do what he says. And I can tell you right now, he's asking me to do some stuff that I don't actually have what I would say in my pocketbook or maybe even around me. I would be like, okay, where am I going to get that? But this is what you're telling me to do. I'm doing it, Pops. I'm doing it, Dad. I'm doing it, Yeshua Messiah. I'm doing it, my King. I'm doing it. Come on, that's all he needs to hear from you is, I'm going to do it. Come on, who's going to step up to the plate here after the Feast of Tabernacles and really see your life begin to transform and accelerate? Whew, I'm getting excited for you right now in the mighty name of Yeshua. So it's acceleration time. It would do you good to read Deuteronomy 8:18 or the whole chapter of Deuteronomy 8, but 8:18-19. He says that the testing came in the desert because he didn't want them to worship other gods. So don't come off this week and start worshiping other things in your life. Keep your focus. Stay single-minded. And you know what? Sowing a seed during this time is a time that where you say, listen, Lord, I'm going to obey you and I'm going to believe in faith and sow my first fruit. I'm going to zakar you and I'm going to believe that you are indeed bringing me into next level. So how do you do that? Just bless a ministry that has blessed you. Bless your church. Bless humanitarian efforts. But hear the voice of God. He'll tell you where to give. You give, and he'll tell you what amount to give, and give exactly what he tells you to give, because that's part of the test too. This is a great time. Somebody get excited. Okay, so now just a little bit of business here, because listen, I want to travel the journey with you. On Monday, October 13th, is of course my two Ascend classes that I do. They're free, F-R-E-E, free. Come and join me on Monday, October 13th, all right, at 12 p.m. and 6 p.m., free. Sign up as soon as you can, all right? If you're just watching this video now and Monday, October 13th is passed, don't worry about it, okay? There'll be one in November, and all you need to do is still click that link, all right? And then we'll tell you when November is coming, all right? I don't actually have the date right this second, but I'll have it in the next day or so. And then I have a Kingdom Wealth Strategies class. It's the same day. So if you're watching this message beforehand, get signed up for Kingdom Wealth Strategies, okay? It is not free, but it is indeed an opportunity for me to coach you and stretch you into stepping into the Kingdom Wealth that you need for acceleration. That's at 2 p.m. Eastern time. So no matter which time zone you're on, come and join me for that. That's where I really help take leaders to next levels of receiving blessings from the Lord so that they can fully reach the divine destiny that God has given them. Step in by faith for the blessings. Also, I have my new book, Cracking the Time Code. Woo-hoo-hoo, you want to get a copy of this? I'm getting them early. I'm supposed to be getting them this week. Go on my website and pre-order. No one else can have them until January 6th. Amazon, all the bookstores will get them January 6th, but you can have it early. But you've got to buy it through my website. So go to my website at CandiceSmithman.com and get a pre-order for Cracking the Time Code. I want to get that out to you right away so you can start living in the original design as you're accelerating. This is powerful. And if you don't yet have a copy of my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar, get it now and join me for the next month, the month of Heshvan. Come on, that has got some interesting things going on. We're gonna journey together through Heshvan as well. And then maybe you're saying, you know what, Candace, I need a coach. I want to have some soul transformation. I want to walk through with others a process so that I can step into those next levels of faith and living in a place of righteousness or prosperity. We've got soul transformation classes. We've got coaches all over the world. They're going to help you walk through what you need to. We can get you hooked up in those classes. Go to dreammentors.org. Say you want to be a part. Maybe you're saying, no, Candace, listen, I just want to help people. I want the right revelations, wisdoms, understanding. I want the right scriptures to help people be healed, saved, redeemed. Then come join us for our Dream Mentors Transformational Life Coaching Institute and receive a credential. Again, I have coaches all over the world that can help you do this. This is excellent curriculum for your churches, for your small groups. It's some good stuff. And so again, go to Dream Mentors and say you want to be a coach, all right? Or just go to my website at CandaceSmithman.com and you can find it there as well. All right, let me pray for you. Father, I praise you and I thank you for my friend. It is divine acceleration time. I thank you, Father, for this great move. I thank you for a release of heaven. I thank you for the seven blessings. I thank you, Lord, that we're stepping into new levels of faith, which is going to require us, Lord, to bless you in accordance with that which we have heard from you, Lord. Let us come to the table and bring you a gift. I thank you, Lord, that as you increase our faith, we step into this acceleration. We ask for continued divine relationships, connections, creativity, everything that needs to flow from heaven that we might accomplish your plan and purpose in the earth. I want to pray for healing for some of you that are watching. Lord, I speak to your bodies right now in the name of Jesus, and I just say come into alignment with your spirit and your soul. May you prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers. I speak good health to you. I speak that you would be blessed beyond measure, and I thank God for his seven blessings that are overflowing to you now. There is an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Dreams and visions, sons and daughters will prophesy, and the heavens declare the glory of the Lord. Remember, you're above and not beneath. You're the head and not the tail. You'll lend to many and you'll borrow from none. And I will see you next week. All right. Be blessed and come and join me for my free classes. All right. Love ya. Bye.